This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Told you guys that Twitter... The story of Twitter is going to be in the news. It'll be front and center for quite some time. And I don't think people really appreciate the ripple effect that Twitter is causing right now. And what disruption. The thing in business is you're always concerned from a risk perspective about disruption. Disruption is where money gets made. And I call it chaos. It's essentially business chaos. In most chaotic situations, that's where people do the best. Look at Schindler's List. Oscar Schindler had been a failure in everything that he did until the war started. That chaos created an opportunity for him to become essentially a millionaire. And thankfully for him, thankfully for quite a few Jews, Oscar Schindler took his millions and he put it into saving lives. I mean, what an altruistic guy. That is truly the story that people need to fixate on when you think about conservatism. Here's a guy who would be considered somebody that should hate the Jews, right? He's a German guy. He's a failure who capitalizes on a situation, on a traumatic situation, and he becomes one of the wealthiest guys in Germany. I mean, he certainly, by most people's standards, he was doing very, very well in Germany, taking advantage of the war. And what's he do? He decides to use his money to actually do some good, and he helped thousands and thousands of Jewish people that would never have been born had he not stepped in to save their lives. That's the true definition of conservatism. Somebody's misrepresented you. Look at this old rich German white man, you know, here. And he goes out and he helps people. And that's what we do. That's why I'm proud to be a conservative. Anyway, getting back to what the subject at hand. So Twitter, the ripple effect of Twitter in terms of disruption, and I could give you other examples of disruption. Napster, if you remember that, Sean Fanning, who upended the streaming business. I mean, he was giving free music and you could get movies and all that, and that's spurred this thing called BitTorrent. So you could not only get multiple people had pieces of songs and pieces of movies. And when you wanted to watch a movie, all those people would just you grab a little bit from everybody. And so it completely disrupted things in ways it would take me too long to describe. But what an interesting concept if you really want to get into it. It's really cool what happened. But they finally got rid of Napster. Sony did. I think it was Sony that did a lawsuit against them. And, of course, Congress went with it, and rightfully so. You can't just go out and take people's music and say, here, I'm going to play it for free. So I get why they did it, but I'm saying it was the disruption that created a lot of things. And by the way, an entire industry was born over this. The entire Bitcoin was born because of that very technology that went into that. That was the grandfather of it all. So, again, chaos creates this. And what Elon Musk has done, if you look at what this guy does, this guy capitalizes on chaos better than anybody. He says, oh, you don't like the internal combustion engine? You want to be a green weenie and a climate change person? Fine, I'm going to give you an electric car. But I'm going to do things really novelly. I'm going to put the motor and the wheels and all kinds of stuff. He innovated in ways that, I'm telling you, the ramifications of the Tesla are going to go into all kinds of things, probably the Mars rover and all other stuff. He's putting together the best minds to do this. Now, self-driving cars. I mean, I watched a friend of mine. We were had a quick lunch, a breakfast, and then next thing I know, his car is driving up with nobody in it. I thought I was in the Jetsons, except there were black people. So I knew that was not the future of the Jetsons, but I was floored. So And then I know they're working on self-drive. My friend, one of my friends, they have a Tesla, JJ and Angie, and they were saying, Kevin, when we can, the Tesla on the freeway, he goes, every now and then I got to touch the steering wheel, I guess to let the car know that he's still there, but the car on the freeway will drive itself. Now, I'd be paying close attention, but it'll drive itself. So self-driving technology is already coming. Again, disruptive. Disruptive. Well, think about the taxi industry. If you can have cars that know where to go and they're tested, that's disruptive. Uber could be disrupted. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you don't even need to be in your car if your car could drive itself and you want to be an Uber. I mean, I don't know if you want to let people into the car, but if you protected the car, you know exactly where it is. Just think of the ramifications of that, where you could be at home and you can send your car out to go make money. I know a lot of you haven't thought about it that way, but I think about stuff like that. So there are many areas of disruption. I could go down the list. I was going to do a deal with IBM where one of the executives, I was really, I was moving up through the ranks. I was a consultant with them, and I got called into a meeting, and all my IBM, the guys that work for IBM said, how do you get to that level at IBM? I go, the guy likes me. But he came out of a meeting, and he said to me, Kev, we're going to put you in this business. We'll finance it, blah, blah, blah. You know what disrupted it? The ability for us to push software out to your computer. Now, you know, when you get a software update or a cable update, it's done automatically. That's what disrupted me from starting this business for IBM, that they were going to finance for me to do. It's okay. God had a different plan for me. But the guy, that executive at IBM, I guarantee you, he still knows me to this day because I sold so much of that software, WebSphere, for those of you who know what I'm talking about. So Elon Musk has disrupted things, not only in the car industry, the battery industry. I keep telling people, forget the car. Anybody can make a car. You can make an electric car. They make them all the time. Go to the hobby store. You can get an electric car. But what about that battery? This thing, I was talking to JJ and Angie, and they told me, well, it's about 4 feet by 6 feet and say 7 or 8 inches thick. And I went, that's propelling a 3,000-pound vehicle down the road for hundreds of miles on a single charge. Think about that. That's where the technology is for Elon Musk, and everybody's going to be using his chargers. He's not worried about selling his car, so what he loses, that extra money he was getting from the car manufacturers. He'll figure it out. When we come back, we'll talk more about that disruption and what it means.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We were talking about Elon Musk and disruption, chaos, and that kind of thing. And there's going to be a lot. I'm telling you right now, the ripple effect of Elon Musk is going to be felt for quite some time. Already, we've got a story that we'll be talking about here in a second, you know, because he fired Jim Baker. But that guy's background should tell you all you need to know about how the collusion between politics, the Democratic Party specifically, and social media, a.k.a. the Silicon Valley elites, how it all fits together, and how we're just pawns in all of it, Ponzi's. The people that they sell the product to, and then we look later and go, what? There's nobody else to sell it to? Nope, you're it. You're the last one holding the bag. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 814-551-8255. Disruption. Let me give you an example. Digital currency, big disruption. And what happened? The powers that be decided, okay, we're going to moralize on what's a good business or a bad business. So if you're selling guns, that's now bad business. So we're not going to carry your account. You can't deal with banks, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. So an ecosystem gets created that says, we're going to have our guns. We're going to the people that want to sell drugs, there are people out there that want to use drugs. I'm not one of them, but I'm not going to stop the people that want to get it from getting it. As long as it's not hurting somebody else, I don't care what you do. That's the libertarian in me. But whether it's that or it was all kinds of, even girls that were working in strip clubs, they couldn't get accounts. Now, that bled over into prostitution and things like that, which, again, illegal business, so to speak. Not that the it's my body, I can do what I want to crowd has anything to say about it, but they only care about that when it comes to killing babies. So the point is, when there's a disruption, a tear in the fabric, somebody fills it, a void, call it whatever you want. Somebody's going to fill it. Somebody says, I'll take your money. I'll cash your checks. I'll do business with you. I tell you what, you want to hear about chaos? You want to hear about disruption? I'll give you some others. Blockbuster Video. Talk about a dinosaur. What a relic, right? The video store market. When that was out, Blockbuster was the biggest thing on the planet, man. There was nothing better. If you were a Blockbuster member, a person that got a store, it was like having a Chick-fil-A today. Not in the same. they didn't serve food, but you know what I'm talking about in terms of gravitas, man. It was the creme de la creme. One of my friends owned 125 stores. I asked him, I said, what's it cost to get all that? He goes, it's $600,000 per store to get the franchise. Now, he's very lucky. He's very lucky because we hadn't seen each other in years. We went to the same high school at different times, and I happened to be at his house for a party, and he told me I own 125 Blockbusters. And this is about 5 years before the cake hit the fan. I said, hey, man, congratulations. That's a heck of a franchise to own. And he'd owned it for a few years. He was telling me how the family got out of the jewelry business and into that. And I said, well, hey, let me tell you something. You need to get out of Blockbuster. He's like, what? I said, you need to get out. I go, there's a technology coming. It's going to be disruptive. And whoever's left with these stores, you're going to have nothing. You're going to have inventory. You're not going to have anything. It's not going to be worth a dime. You need to get out. I said, there's this thing coming. The internet is going to be bringing it, and soon they will be taking your movies and streaming them over the internet, and people will be able to play these movies on their PCs. Now, this was before we knew it was going to be smartphones and big flat screen TVs and made. I'm just talking about regular TVs. And he was like, are you serious? I was like, yes, man, get out as quickly as you can. And he did. Saved himself a lot of money. What about disruption in the film industry? Remember the old days when we took and you roll that little knob and you got to the next picture, hopefully, and it was square. And anyway, you took it and you took all your pictures. You didn't know what you took, good or bad or indifferent. You took them over to a convenience store, CVS, Walgreens, whatever. And then they had a development department and you put it in there and they developed your pictures for you. Your analog pictures, and you waited days, and you got them and found out, oh, these were overexposed in the sun, whatever. And maybe you got 2-3 good pictures out of that, but you never knew. And if you were a professional photographer, you could take your film into your development area at your house and do it. But we had to pay, and it was expensive. And now you can let somebody take a picture of you. Say, hey, will you mind taking a picture of me and the family? They'll take 15, 20 pictures. Can you imagine somebody doing that with your little twisty camera? You'd be, what are you doing? Just take one. Because these things were not cheap. Kodak, big company, dinosaur, disrupted industry. Hollywood, digital cameras. Same type thing. Now, what used to be a shoulder mount camera that you carry around that costs $50,000, you can get in an SLR format for less than $1,000. You can get what Hollywood used to record film in a decade ago. You could get whatever they were paying thousands and thousands of dollars for hundreds of dollars now. Better quality now. Digital's improved to the point where it's phenomenal. Don't misunderstand me. The old analog cameras are amazing. But you can be in the film business with three cameras for less than $1,500. Now, you won't have boom mics and all the other stuff you need, but I'm just saying, it's not cost prohibitive any longer. Disruptive. So I look at what Elon Musk is doing, and I'm going, folks, this disruption is exactly what's needed. See, we've been disruptive. We, conservatives, you know what we did? We got into we finally started paying attention. We got away from the jobs. Kids kind of grew up a little bit, and we went, you know what? I got a minute here. Let me go look at what's going on. And you found out they hate capitalists. They hate you. They hate your success. They hate that you play by the rules. They hate that they have to judge themselves against you or your children. And I could go on. The left hate this. This is why they despise you. Your belief in God, something bigger than yourself. You idiots. How could you possibly believe in things that you can't see? Air? RF signals? Microwave? I mean, how could you believe in something you can't see? It's just ridiculous. But they do it every day. But when we do it, oh, and then they, like I said, they hate it because we're in their way. We're disruptive. They want to do what they want to do. They want to do it how they want to do it, when they want to do it, whatever. And we're disruptive. And you know what we did? We were so disruptive, we dared to elect a guy named Donald Trump. And he went around the system. And you want to talk about disrupted. This dude disrupted, and he continues to disrupt. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congress released its much-anticipated report on the Washington Commanders and the organization's alleged toxic workplace culture on Thursday. The 79-page report concluded that Dan Snyder interfered with the NFL's investigation into his organization, that the NFL was aware of the interference and did nothing to stop it, nor did the league penalize Snyder for impeding their investigation.
The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know it may seem a bit like a rehash and some of the stuff we've talked about with Twitter, but I'm talking about disruption. And I'm setting you up for the idea of... Because, look, here's what our responsibility is as media pundits, whatever. I don't consider myself a journalist or whatever. I've told you guys many times. I'm one guy with an opinion. It happens to be pretty tight. I mean, it's pretty good. I'm not going to tell you it's 100%, which is the term that everybody uses these days, but it's a tight opinion because it's born of a lot of analysis. And what I'm telling you is Elon Musk has really put a ripple in the fabric of media, social media, and politics in a way that few anticipated, including myself, coming. And that's why he overpaid for Twitter. But as I said, and it'll seem like a recap because we're revisiting some of this stuff, but I want you to understand what Elon Musk is exposing and how this chaos is going to play out over the next few months, over the next few years, and what the impact will be. Already, I mentioned, Amy Klobuchar is going after Facebook, and she's saying to Facebook, hey, look, you're going to have to let smaller media outlets compete with the bigger outlets. This is akin to, you know, Walmart being dominant in a region, and it used to be little stores, and sometimes these little stores could get together and act as consortiums, but Walmart put most of them out of business. Well, big media put us out of business because it's been in collusion with Facebook and Twitter and so on. And as Klobuchar figured out, you can let this stuff go for a little bit, but at some point, it's got to be addressed. The same way that we address the Carnegies and the Mellons and, you know, all the robber barons is what they called them back in the day. All those guys that were over the railroads and the oil industry and what have you, and they broke them up. Teddy Roosevelt said, we're breaking up these monopolies. Welcome again. Kevin Jackson's here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Elon Musk comes along, makes this huge rip in the fabric of everything that the left has tried to establish. Donald Trump did it to a degree, right? He put a rip in the fabric. That's where I ended the last segment talking about. Here comes Donald Trump. Completely chaotic and disruptive, jumps over everybody, does the impossible to become president as a nobody, a guy that has never been a dog catcher, never been a city councilman, nothing. He's been a big mouth billionaire. who put his money where his mouth was and got himself elected. And he did it against all odds in the sense that look at the money. Oh, he's a billionaire. He should put in all his money. He didn't do that. Donald Trump raised more money. And by the way, still continues to be one of the biggest fundraisers in the Republican Party. And you know what he gets for his efforts? He gets people competing against him. He gets Mitch McConnell and others going, we're going to shut this guy down. We're not going to let his people have a voice. On what planet would you do this? Tell me anywhere you would do this. Where you've got a guy, give me a percentage. Does he have 20% of the people, 30%, 40%? Does it really matter? It's enough. Think about you're going to war, okay, the way they used to go in the old days. When they would go, can you go talk to the Trump clan and see if they will be? I can vouch for the Trump clan. They will be with us. Trump is my brother. You know, and then we'll check with the DeSantis clan. I can speak for the DeSantis clan. You know, and you'd have all these people speaking for their clans. And they'd all say, okay, even though we have our differences, we're going to get together for the sake of the republic, and we're going to go fight against some bigger thing. And you know what they also did? They looked at the numbers. What kind of numbers can he bring? What about him? And what about him? I remember the scene from the Spartans where he goes, we're going to battle with the Persians and you've only got 300 people. And the general of the Spartans, whatever his name was, he says, I have 300 warriors. He goes, how many warriors have you brought? You, sir, what are you? And I'm a farmer. I'm a blacksmith. and then what was his name? Gladiolus or whatever, I forget his name, but he goes, hoos, and all his guys go, ooh, he goes, Spartans, and they all go, hoos. And you knew that's 300 fighters right there. That's 300 warriors. Well, let me tell you, Spartans, Trump, many of the people who sided with Donald Trump were Spartans. They were warriors. In some cases, ahead of the game. Because they knew if you pick one of these other candidates, we were going to be toast. This is 2016. So against all odds, Trump wins because the cheat was in with Hillary. And for the next 4 years, the Uniparty, the combination of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, set out to destroy Donald Trump. And if you don't believe that that's the Uniparty, I give you Elon Musk. Elon Musk is being attacked at every level. They want to look into Twitter. They want to look into Musk. They want to look into any illegalities, whatever. They say he could be a national security threat. He has become the biggest existential threat to mankind. Why? Because he dares show you the dirty underbelly of Silicon Valley politics, where elitist Gestapo, social media, and media giants are colluding with the Democrats, the DOJ, media outlets, and others in order to stop conservatives from getting our message out. Folks, we're talking about the First Amendment. No big deal. We're not even talking about guns. We're just talking about you being able to say what you want to say. And you know what they guys are? We've got to stop hate speech. There are some Aryan Nation white nationalists out there doing that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. What does that have to do with us? It's kind of like, oh, we've got to stop these people, put these guns in. Okay, you mean the illegal gun guys, right? You don't mean the ones who are following the rules, because we're not breaking any rules. You ask a simple question. Listen, doesn't seem to me like we spend enough time studying these vaccinations. You're off. You know, I'm looking at these numbers. I don't see how Joe Biden could have possibly beaten Obama by this many. And also, I'm looking at the actual Joe Biden going to doing events. And I don't see that fervor for him to get 81 million. You're off. That's how it works. But they want you to believe it's all fair. Oh, no, we're being fair. And how dare Elon Musk bring fairness back to the public discourse? The other day we talked about the lady that, I think her name is Gaddy, Gaji. She's an Indian lady that was hired by Twitter, supposed to be the purveyor of truth. You know, what should be said, et cetera. And she says all the right things in public, like, you know, we want to allow people to have public discourse and blah, 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 this, this, and the other, and people doing this and that. I don't know if she speaks with an Indian accent, but she's the one saying, Twitter was set up so you could speak directly to your congresspeople, so you could get your voice heard. And what do? They stop you. And the reason why, I'm not speaking anecdotally, I'm one they stopped. And you know what I dared to do? I dared to question Twitter by asking, why is it you have not declared the New York Times fake news when they ran a story about Sicknick being hit in the face with a fire extinguisher and pepper sprayed by members, by people who supported Trump? You're gone. Couldn't even ask the question. And they want to rationalize, oh, how dare you, you know, we did this because, you know, you were inciting. But they actually said I incited violence. They said I threatened somebody. Get the tweet. Show me who I threatened. Yeah, I know who I threatened. I threatened the people lying with the truth. And so here's Elon Musk. He says, I'm going to show you the ropes. And but as I said, the disruption of this is so large, because these people have been running roughshod for so long, and now they're going to get a dose of the truth. But more importantly, it's going to make them have to go look at all the others. I want to see what Facebook had. I want to know what Zuckerberg conversations he was having. Can you imagine if we get to get those records? Hey, hackers, if there are any of you out there who can get that, that would be worth a mint. Hack Zuckerberg. See what he's been, what the stuff was going on between Facebook and the very same people. Because if you think this is big for what you were hearing about Twitter, you ain't seen nothing yet till you see what Zuckerberg and team have been, what they did to suppress. Keep in mind, this guy put $400 million into politics by himself to help the Democrats. What did they do with FTX? What do they do with all the other stories that are out there that we know about? And we've been yelling from the rafters. You know, they're cheating, they're lying, because they have been. Anyway, Elon Musk, they said, he had promised, he said, they did the first installment of what they call Twitter files. And then he says, I'm going to release some the next day, but he didn't. They delayed it. And so he says they expected to publish them. They opened them on Friday. He says we'll have more over the weekend, and it didn't occur. And now we know why it didn't occur. And it all has to do with a guy named Jim Baker, who we'll discuss when I return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data instantly. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think what Elon Musk failed to deliver was the crucial bit about the censorship, which was that it was pre-ordered by the FBI.
That, folks, is Miranda Devine, who broke the story at the New York Post about Hunter's laptop. And it gets even better. But before we finish that, it's about a 4-minute clip that she gives some really insightful information. And I think she's talking to Steve Bannon, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah, my producers say that's who she's talking to. But before we get into that, and I'm going to play the rest of that clip, I want to touch on a few other things. This was a tweet. I don't know who tweeted it, but it says this. I will tell you this. Elon Musk didn't buy a social media site. He bought a crime scene. And I thought that is one of the most profound tweets on this subject that I've seen. He bought a crime scene. Remember who said this? He's not ever going to be president, right? Right? No. No, he won't. Well, if you don't remember, that's Lisa Page of the FBI and Peter Strzok, her lover, plotting against Donald Trump, saying he can't be president. I'm telling you, when you look at all of this in the context of what we're learning, which, for the record, we already knew. We knew that Obama empowered the DOJ to get Trump. And he even said it in his own messages. Y'all, you keep me posted. This isn't, look, I'm so disgusted with the FBI, a group that I held in such high esteem for so long. What was a movie I watched the other day that involved the FBI that I was like, you know, just, you're hoping these guys will get it together and that they will do the right thing. And what you learn is they don't. Here was a tweet from America's First Legal. Breaking. Following the Twitter files, America First Legal has obtained new documents uncovering a secret Twitter portal U.S. government officials used to censor dissenting COVID-19 views and violate the First Amendment. 500-plus page release. Before I get into that story, let me play the rest of Miranda Devine's comments about the FBI being part of Twitter, you know, essentially colluding with Twitter.
At that point, in the weeks before the 2020 election, the FBI was meeting with these big tech companies, with Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook on a weekly basis. And it was talking to them about disinformation. Now, specifically, before the election, so I guess the most illuminating is a sworn declaration by Yoel Roth, who's the recently resigned. He's not too happy with Elon Musk. He was the head of site integrity for Twitter at the time. And he has since said it was a mistake for Twitter to censor the New York Post. But he has said in this sworn declaration that in one of those weekly meetings that they were having before the 2020 election with the FBI told him to expect a what they call a hack and leak operation by state actors, meaning Russia, of disinformation that would be probably in October and probably would involve President or then candidate Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was mentioned, and that is why on the morning of October 14, 2020, when we at the New York Post published that first story by Emma Jo Morris about Hunter Biden's laptop, which incriminated Joe Biden and his family's influence peddling scheme, Facebook and Twitter immediately, within a couple of hours, managed to censor, suppress that story. Twitter locked the New York Post account for the next 2 weeks until right before the election. This is the oldest newspaper in the country, the fourth largest by circulation. It was an enormous decision for them to do that, and they only did it because they had been seeded already with this information by the FBI. And the other piece of this that I know and you know is that Rudy Giuliani, who had been President Trump's lawyer, was under covert surveillance for 2 years, and that was from a month after he became the POTUS lawyer, personal lawyer, right through the period when John Paul MacIsaac, who had in his possession Hunter Biden's laptop, computer repair guy, he emailed Rudy Giuliani in August of 2020 and gave him chapter and verse of what he had and his concerns for national security, particularly over the Ukraine thing. And then also the FBI... Yeah.
Yeah, but hang on one second. I want to go back and just put it in the sequence. They had Rudy under surveillance under false pretenses to see all his emails to people like Bob Costello, his lawyer, and Stephen K. Bannon. I was also under surveillance at the time, as was Costello. The reason they walked into Twitter to have the meeting and to drop the dime exactly what was going to happen is they were looking at our emails at the time that we were doing the due diligence and the work to make sure that we could go to the New York Post and say, hey, we've verified this, we've checked it, you guys do your own due diligence checking. The FBI, instead of investigating, because they had the laptop from December of 2019, instead of investigating the Bidens and understanding it was a national security crisis because of the Chinese Communist Party's involvement with this crime family, instead of doing that, they were a Praetorian Guard. They were coming after the good guys, Rudy Giuliani, Bob Costello, Bernie Kerik, Steve Bannon, and to go into Twitter and lay out, oh, by the way, you're probably going to see a Russian disinformation campaign that's going to do with Hunter. They laid the whole thing out to the Twitter executives. Did they not, Miranda Devine?
They did, because they knew what was coming. They had access to Rudy's emails from John Paul MacIsaac in August. They had access to my messages with Rudy in October. They knew exactly when the New York Post was publishing and what we had. And so they went to Twitter and Facebook urgently before our story came out and seeded enough specific details so that it was crystal clear to those social media platforms the instant they saw our story come up that they had to censor it. That was what the FBI had been warning them about.
So there you have it, folks, right from Miranda Devine's mouth. She's saying the FBI had already set these people up to squash this story when it hit, and that is exactly what they did. They went for the misinformation. They would not report the truth. Now we learn that Jim Baker, who was he's the one who vetted the recent Twitter files, and he was a skunk at the picnic of Elon Musk after the takeover. And here's what they said. On Friday, the first installment of the Twitter files was published here. We expected to publish more over the weekends. Many wondered why there was a delay. This was Taibbi tweeting this. He says, we can now tell you part of the reason. On Tuesday, Twitter Deputy General Counsel, get this, former FBI General Counsel Jim Baker was fired. Among the reasons, vetting the first batch of Twitter files without the knowledge of new management. Taibbi explained the process for producing the Twitter files involved delivery to two journalists, Barry Weiss and me, via a lawyer close to new management. However, after the initial batch, things became complicated. Over the weekend, while we both were dealt with obstacles to new searches, it was Barry Weiss who discovered that the person in charge of releasing the files was someone named Jim. When she called to ask Jim's last name, the answer came back, Jim Baker. My jaw hit the floor, Weiss said, and Taibbi wrote. The Substack writer then shared a screenshot of the first batch of files both he and Weiss received, which were labeled Spectra Baker emails. Baker is a controversial figure. He's been something of a zealot of FBI controversies dating back to 2016, from the Steele dossier to the Alpha server mess. Let me just break this down for you. The guy who's going to help Twitter expose this is an FBI operative working inside of Twitter. Do you understand how the Democrats and how this DOJ, how they operate? They're worse than China. One of my buddies, he lives in China. He lives there. He's been there for years, for decades. He says, Kevin, you do know that the Chinese put a Communist Party operative inside of every company in China. The CEO of a company in China is nothing. It is the person who the Chinese put in front of there. Well, guess what? What do you think's happening right here? The Chinese have people in our companies. The FBI has people running our companies. In the important ones, the FBI is doing nothing any different than the Chinese. This is unbelievable. So now when we get these next dumps, they won't be vetted by a person who works directly with the FBI. Leftists don't even try to cover up their dirt.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.